Sure. I mean, unfortunately, you go through that quite a few times if you've been in the league any number of years. So it's never easy. Obviously, your heart goes out to him, and you're just praying and hoping that everything's okay. And, you know, it's a great feeling when you hear that he's moving his hands and his legs and stuff like that. So,
is it hard to resume practice and shake that off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it can be because, you know, there's things that are more important than football, and your health is obviously one of them. So to see that is always tough, and you just hope that nothing serious happened.
Have you ever been knocked unconscious in a game or practice?
Not yet, knock on wood.
That's hard to do at practice. How did that happen?
It was a one-on-one run block drill, and it just the helmet's hit just the right way, I guess. Or the wrong way, yeah, exactly. So.
Switching subjects, talk about is practice more intense this year than in recent years?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to really compare and contrast this year versus that year. I mean, I can't say I've ever come out here and said, boy, this was not intense training camp or anything like that. I mean, I think sometimes people get a perception depending on the coach's demeanor. Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason people thought Romeo had easy training camps, but they were just as hard as Mangini's. It was just that he had an easygoing temperament in front of people. So I wouldn't say anything's more intense.
Joe, I'm sorry if you were asked this already. Was it hard to go back to practice after Ryan went down?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always tough to see one of your fellow linemen or one of your teammates go down like that, and sometimes it's hard because there's obviously things that are more important than football, and your health is certainly one of them, and sometimes it's hard to get back and focus on playing football when you see a guy laying there not moving.
Were you able to talk to him or anything while he was
attending
to him?
No, I don't think he was talking. They were just making sure that he wasn't moving or getting moved while they were trying to put him on the stretcher.
Did he just collapse, or was it part of the
contract? No, I think it was two helmets kind of hit in the wrong way, or kind of a freak thing, I think.
Did that go through your mind, Joe, that could have been me?
You try not to think that way, because then it makes it really hard to go back to practice.
How relieved were you when Coach said,
yeah, it was great to hear that. Obviously, the thing you worry about is the neck, because that's, you know, kind of a big one there. And so when we heard it was not neck related, that was fantastic news, and you feel great about that.
Sure, we don't know Ryan that well. Mm-hmm. What kind of guy is he?
He's a nice guy. He's real easygoing. He's a hard worker. He's a really kind of a gym rat type guy, you know, and him and I become friends in the last year, for sure, good friends. So.
Was he working primarily at guard still this second camp?
I think they were just trying to move him guard and tackle and see kind of where he fit the best.
So do you guys have, when Coach shared with you, I mean, did he mention that hopefully this is something that he'll be back out here at a certain point?
I don't think he even knows that. At this point, it's going to be up to the medical staff to decide when he's ready to come back, obviously.
Yeah.